Now, the theme of today's service is very much the vineyard. Vineyards aren't so much what we have. I guess actually we do have vineyards nowadays in the UK, don't we? There are various vineyards, but maybe not so many as in Israel, Palestine. And certainly during biblical times, there were plenty of vineyards there. And vineyards were supposed to be prosperous and peaceful places that bear much fruit. We shall hear of one later on in our Bible reading. But before we do that, got me thinking about prosperous and peaceful places. And two islands that I visited this year. Earlier in this year, I was able to go to a Welsh Holy Island. Anybody been to the Holy Island of Wales and know its name? The Bardsey. And I've got some pictures to show you of Bardsey. So Tom pops them up. And I want to think a little bit about these kinds of places. Following these, we went just a week or two ago to Holy Island Lindisfarne off the east coast. So I've managed to do west and east this year. And it got me thinking why we are attracted to these places. And I think for me, it's probably the peace of these places. And it's also that history of faith that's been there for centuries and centuries. Here on Bardsey, I was looking after the chapel for a week, and this was the view when I came out of the chapel after taking Sunday service. I've never been greeted with such a view when I've come out of church before on a Sunday morning. Anybody been there to Bardsey? It's known as the island of 20,000 saints, I think it is. Look at the next slide, Tom. This is the main island. It's very small and mostly farmland, not a lot of houses on it. The next one. This is the first sign of Christianity on the island, the Celtic cross. So we know the Celts were there. And the next one shows us that the monks were there too. That's the ruins of an Augustinian abbey. So we've got the cross and the abbey next to each other, looking out over the sea there. That's the history of Christianity there. Moving on, Tom. We've got a house there in the centre of the island, which is supposed to be the spiritual centre of the island, because a hermit nun lived there during the end of the 1900s. She was there 20 or 30 years, I think. And I'd heard of hermit monks before, but not hermit nuns. That's where she lived. She had a little prayer room, and it's very much the spiritual centre. And the next one, Tom? And that is the chapel that I looked after, built in 1875, I think, very typically Welsh Methodist chapel. And so that's bringing in the way Christianity up to date. And they're trying to keep a Christian presence there now, all year round. Except in the winter, it's very difficult to get to Bardsey. So Tom, you've got the next slide. So over there, in the farmhouse, the farmer's wife keeps this Christian presence going all year. She holds a prayer group every week. And during the winter, she told me, it's often just her on her own. But she does it faithfully every week just to keep that Christian presence on the island. And it's known as the Welsh Holy Island because it's the end of a pilgrimage route. Pilgrims used to go there. And Tom, he's switching over to Lindisfarne now. Some of you may well have been to Holy Island off Northumberland, Lindisfarne. Anybody been there? Yep, got one or two takers for that. Very different in a way. Got a lot more people living on there. But the old priory, which gives us that historical route into the Christian faith. Next one, Tom. And Saint, no. Which saint? Anybody know? Saint Aidan. The island is very much associated with these two saints. This one and the other one you'll see in a minute. So that's St. Aidan. And Tom, thanks. And that's the entrance now into the priory. And the next one. And that's the old church. And I sat there, it wasn't too busy, thankfully, I sat there for a long time just trying to imagine the monks in that church just worshipping and getting on with their everyday lives. It's a really huge church, just for a few monks on the island. The next one. And this is the other saint, Saint Cuthbert, that's very much associated with the island. And it's lovely that their faith, their worship carries on. Tom? This is St. Cuthbert's island. You can just see a little cross out there. And he used to go and spend the night out there on his island praying before he went off to the Farne Islands. And Tom, thanks. This one, yes. This is the Church of St. Aidan, which carries on today as a focal point for worship. Have I got one more, Tom? Have I got another one? Yes. Thanks. And that's the inside of that church. And these places have had that Christian presence for so long, and they bear fruit. So many of us go to them just to get that peace and immersion in a saintly place. And I don't know about you, but I come away feeling quite blessed from these places. It's a totally different way of life. So in a way, I thought, those are my vineyards, prosperous and peaceful. Thanks a lot.